Namaste and welcome all our participants to yet another session of Easy Ayurveda Gurukula, Gurukula episode number 47. So on behalf of Easy Ayurveda, I extend a warm welcome to all of you to this particular session. And today we have Dr. Kirtana N. So with us on behalf of all of us and Easy Ayurveda, so I may extend a cordial welcome to Dr. Kirtana to Easy Ayurveda Gurukula episode 47. Namaste and welcome to the session, Dr. Kirtana. Namaste.
Thank you, sir.
So before I hand it over to Dr. Kirtana, so may I introduce Dr. Kirtana to all of us in brief. So she's completed her BAMS UG from Government Ayurveda College, Bengaluru, so Karnataka, Bharat. So and completed her post-graduation from A.L.N. Rao Ayurveda Medical College, Koppa, the Department of Dravyaguna. So again, Karnataka, Bharat. So she is pursuing currently PhD in Dravyaguna. So presently, Dr. Kirtana is working as assistant professor at the Department of Dravyaguna and is also an NSS coordinator at SDM College of Ayurveda and Hospital Hassan, Karnataka, Bharat. So she is also into the teaching and also the practice and research areas, and she has co-guided the students in their PG studies and also published few articles to her credit and also one paper in the national seminar. So she is a resource person and she has delivered talks at various forums and stages. So published three articles in the newspapers, got recognition award for most viewed talk video on SDM College YouTube channel in 2023, conducted various medical camps. So she's a good teacher, good writer, and also a very good practitioner is Dr. Kirtana. So it's brief introduction to Dr. Kirtana without wasting any time. So the topic of presentation today will be the effective management of heavy menstrual bleeding by single herb therapy. So a case series. Without wasting much time, so I'd like to hand it over to Dr. Kirtana for her presentation. Dr. Kirtana, over to you.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Namaste to all. The title of today's Gurukula session is The Effective Management of Heavy Menstrual Bleeding, AUB, by Single Herb Therapy, a case series. Abnormal uterine bleeding, short formed as AUB, is defined as any change in the frequency of menstruation, duration of flow, or amount of blood loss. Whereas dysfunctional uterine bleeding, that is DUB, is when palpable pelvic pathology or underlying medical causes have been excluded. AUB is responsible for 20 to 30% of the visit to gynecology OPD amongst women in the reproductive age group and 69% in the peri or postmenopausal age group. Although women of any age group can be affected with the AUB, it is most commonly experienced by women of 35 to 45 years of age. It is also commonly seen among young girls soon after attaining menarche.
Dr. Kirtana?
Yes, sir.
There is like a horizontal bar right at the bottom of your slide, so you can hide it. So besides stop sharing, there is hide. You can hide it so that the entire slide can be seen. Okay, thank you. Please carry on.
Yes. And there have been a number of classification systems to classify causes of AUB, but recently International Federation of Gynecologists and Obstetricians has suggested newer classification, popularly known as Palm-Coyne classification, to define the cause of AUB. Further, AUB can be divided into acute and chronic AUB depending upon the duration of the problem persisting in the woman. Whereas chronic AUB is defined as bleeding that is abnormal in volume, irregularity, and or timing, that is the duration, for the past 6 months. It does not usually require immediate intervention. Whereas acute AUB is an episode of heavy menstrual bleeding of sufficient quantity to require immediate intervention to prevent further loss. This acute AUB can be seen with existing chronic AUB. Coming to Ayurvedic view of this clinical condition, AUB and Raktapradhara shows resemblance in their symptoms. So this can be treated by the Chikitsa Sutra or line of treatment of Raktapradhara. Many drugs formulations have been told to treat this condition, which has certain common qualities such as Rakta Shodhaka, Pitta Hara, Rakta Stambhaka. the plant or the drug which are having these qualities can be selected to treat the condition. Next, types of abnormal uterine bleeding, that is AUB. That these menorrhagia, polymenorrhea, oligomenorrhea, metrorrhagia, or menometrorrhagia were used previously, but recently these words has been put it under the umbrella of AUB. But still, I will be explaining what it is. Menorrhagia, excessive or prolonged bleeding at the irregular intervals. Polymenorrhea, bleeding at intervals of less than 21 days. Oligomenorrhea, bleeding at intervals of 35 days or more with the scanty flow. Metrorrhagia, irregular acyclic bleeding. Menometrorrhagia, prolonged and excessive bleeding at irregular intervals. But nowadays, these words, terminologies has been put under the umbrella of AUB only. And newer classification, as I have told in the previous slides, palm coin classification. That is AUB caused due to polyp, P stands for polyp, whereas A stands for adenomyosis, L stands for leiomyoma, M stands for malignancy and hyperplasia, C stands for coagulopathy, O stands for ovulatory dysfunction, E stands for endometrial, I stands for iatrogenic, N stands for not yet classified. In my case series, there are three cases which I will be explaining, which occur due to three different causes listed in the palm coin will be discussed. First case, 23-year-old female Hindu unmarried student who lives in Sakleshpura has approached our OPD with the chief complaint of prolonged menstruation since 2 months, associated with the pain in lower abdomen since 2 to 3 weeks. Vedana Ruttanta, patient was apparently healthy 2 months back. She approached our hospital with complaints of excessive menstrual flow with the passage of clots since 2 months, associated with the pain in lower abdomen since 2 to 3 weeks. She approached several allopathy hospital for the same condition and she was prescribed with tablet EVA 35, Tranostat and antibiotics. She is on EVA 35 tablet 1 OD since 2 months but bleeding has not got reduced. So she came to our hospital for Ayurvedic management on 14 December 23. Purva Vyadhi Ruttanta, she is not a known case of diabetes mellitus or hypertension. There is no surgical history. Coming to the medical history, she was on medication for abnormal uterine bleeding since 2 months, that is tablet EVA 35, which is a combination of progesterone and estrogen. Coming to the family history, there is no significant history. Vayaktika Ruttanta, appetite is reduced. Bowel is 1 to 2 times per day. Micturition 3 to 4 times per day. Sleep is sound. Her menstrual history or Rajoruttanta, previously her menstrual cycle were regular with the duration of 5 days with the intervals of 28 to 32 days where the amount of bleeding was 2 pads per day. It was associated with the dysmenorrhea, clots, but no foul smell or any abnormal vaginal discharge. But presently when she come to our OPD, her LMP was 14-10-23, that is in the October. When she approached our OPD, it was 60th day of flow with the amount is 2 to 3 pads per day associated with dysmenorrhea, clots, foul smell and abnormal vaginal discharge was absent. Ashtavida pariksha of the patient, nadi 98 beats per minute and pitta and vataja nadi was diagnosed. Mala, ati pravritti 5 to 6 times per day since a week she complained. Mutra, prakruta 3 to 4 times in a day. Jivha, lipta, druk, prakruta, shabda, prakruta, sparsha, anushna, shita, akruti, madhyama. Coming to dashavida pariksha, prakruti, pitta kapha, vikruti, pitta pradana vata, sattva, madhyama, satmya, madhyama, ahara shakti, avara, vyayama shakti, madhyama, sara, madhyama, samhanana, madhyama, pramana and vata also madhyama. Coming to general examination, her build was moderate, pallor was present and uterus was present as the duration of the bleeding was more than 2 months. Clubbing, edema, lymphadenopathy were absent. BP was 110 by 70 mmHg, pulse 70 beats per minute, temperature afebrile, respiration 18 cycle per minute. Her weight was 52.8 kg, whereas BMI was 19 kg per meter square. Coming to systemic examination, respiratory, cardiac vascular system, musculoskeletal system, no abnormalities were detected. On palpation per abdomen, there was a tenderness in the hypogastric and left iliac fossa. Investigations done in this patient showed low hemoglobin and low total WBC count, and also we suspected prothrombin time defect. So we have checked for this one, and it was high. It was 16.7 seconds. This is the reports of her, which has been done in our OPD. And UST has been done to rule out any pelvic pathology or abdominal pathology. So I have diagnosed this case as AUB, that is Asrugdara or Pradara, due to coagulopathy. These reasons, I have etiology, I have already told palm coin etiology classification. So I have diagnosed this case as Asrugdara or AUB due to coagulopathy, because the report showed increased INR, PTINR. Regarding coagulopathy, that is AUB due to coagulopathy, it consists of a spectrum of systemic disorders of hemostasis that can cause AUB in around 13 to 20% of women of reproductive age. Normally, a clot forms from an aggregation of platelets, which is then stabilized by fibrin net. Thus, many coagulation defects lead to heavy menstrual bleeding or AUB. This can be broadly categorized as either dysfunction of platelet adherence or defect in platelet plug stabilization. First, during the initial stages of hemostasis, platelet adhere to vessel wall, breaks through the binding of the receptors to exposed collagen. In general, coagulopathies are infrequent causes of gynecological bleeding. However, in the subset of women with HMB or AUB and normal anatomy, the incidence is significantly higher. And in women with known inherited bleeding disorder, heavy menstrual bleeding is the most common complaint. The laboratory screening includes CBC with platelet, PT and APTT and fibrinogen level. The treatment I have planned for this patient is Durva granules, 5 gram TAD with 50 ml of Shita Jala before food for 3 days. This 5 gram TAD, as usually prescribed in our regular OPD, if any forms we are giving, 5 gram 3 times we are giving, so that I have followed here. And it is her previous medical history. She has taken the tablets and she has approached many allopathic medications. Coming to the second case, 24-year female, Hindu, married, homemaker, who lives in Assam, has approached our hospital OPD with the chief complaint, prolonged menstrual bleeding since 2 months, associated with fatigue on exertion since 15 days. Vedana Ruttanta, patient was apparently healthy 2 months back. Later, she developed with prolonged menstrual bleeding associated with fatigue on exertion. Patient has history of copper T insertion 3 years back, which is in situ presently also. In December, bleeding duration was for 9 days. So she consulted nearby hospital and took medication for the same. Details of the medications are not known. But then bleeding got increased in the next cycle, that is in the January. That bleeding was there for 15 days. Hence, patient approached our hospital OPD for the better management on 29th January of 24. Coming to Purva Vyadhi Ruttanta, she is not a known case of diabetes mellitus or hypertension. There is no surgical history. Coming to the medical history, patient was on medication for AUB in the last month. There is no significant family history. Coming to Vayaktika Ruttanta, appetite is reduced. Bowel is 5 to 6 times per day since 1 week. Micturation 3 to 4 times per day. Sleep sound. Rajo Ruttanta, that is menstrual history. Previously, her menstrual cycle were regular for 5 days with the intervals of 28 days to 32 days, where the bleeding amount was 2 pads per day. Dysmenorrhea, clots, foul smell, and abnormal vaginal discharge were absent. Whereas when she approached our OPD in the present cycle, her LMP was 15-124. When she approached our OPD, it was her 15th day of bleeding. Amount of bleeding was 7 to 8 pads per day. Dysmenorrhea was absent. Clots were present. Foul smell and abnormal vaginal discharge were absent. Coming to Prasava Ruttanta, P2, L2, A1, whereas L1, 8 years, FDND, female. L2, 3 years, FDND, male. A1, 7 years ago, spontaneous at the 3rd month. Ashtavidha Pariksha, Nadi, 78 beats per minute, and it was Pitta Vataja. Mala, Ati Pravritti, that is 5 to 6 times per day. Mutra, Prakrita, 3 to 4 times in a day. Jivha, Alipta, Druk, Shabda, Sparsha, or Prakrita. Akriti was Krusha. Dashavidha Pariksha, Prakriti was Vata Pitta, Vikriti Pitta Pradana Vata, Sattva, Satmya, Madhyama, Ahara Shakti was Avara, Vyayama Shakti Madhyama, Sara Madhyama, Samhanana and Pramana were Avara, Vaya is Madhyama. General examination, built lean, paler was present, icterus, clubbing, edema, lymphadenopathy were absent, her BP was 110 by 80 mmHg, pulse 80 beats per minute, temperature afebrile, respiration 19 cycles per minute, weight 54 kg, whereas her BMI was 17 kg per meter square, which was less than the normal, that is 18.5. Coming to a systemic examination, respiratory system, cardiovascular system, and musculoskeletal system, no abnormalities were found. Per abdomen, on inspection, stria albicans was present. On palpation, soft and non-tender. On percussion, resonance. On auscultation, bowel sounds were heard. Investigations done in the patient revealed her HB was 8.6 gram per DL. Total count for 8,500 C per CMM. ESR 10 mm first hour, RBS 110 mg per DL. Here HB was low due to prolonged bleeding. And UST was done to know the status of copper T. UST of abdomen and pelvis showed IUCD in situ. That means copper T was in situ. So I have diagnosed this case as AUB due to copper T. This we have already told in the causes or the classification according to Palm Coin. So coming to the intrauterine contraceptive device. Intrauterine contraceptive device as provided at another etiological factor, about 15 to 10% of women wearing the device suffer from menorrhagia. Copper containing intrauterine device can cause heavy or intermenstrual bleeding, and several explanations have been suggested. At the cellular level, prostaglandins are implicated as affecting vascular tone. At the tissue level, endometrial vascularity, congestion, and the degeneration result in the interstitial hemorrhage, which may lead to intermenstrual bleeding. And at the organ level, with either IUD type or malpositioning or less commonly embedding into orating through the myometrium can generate AUB. So treatment I have planned for this patient is Durva granules. I have taken 12 gram OD with 50 ml of Sheetha Jala before food for 3 days. In the previous case, I have planned the treatment 15 gram TID with 50 ml of Sheetha Jala before food for 3 days. By the time this patient has approached our OPD, I had an idea that single dosage can be tried, because in our Ayurveda they have not explained to divide and give. So I was planning for single dosage. So I was planned to give 12 gram OD, whereas 12 gram I decided based on Durva granules according to AFI that is Ayurvedic formulary of India, can be considered as Lehya. That is, for Lehya, 12 gram is the standard dose given in the AFI. So I have decided 12 gram OD with the 50 ml Shita Jala before food for 3 days. Coming to the case 3, 27 years female, Hindu, married homemaker who lives in Dudda Hasan, has approached our OPD with the anxious to conceive since 9 years, and she was having intermenstrual bleeding since 1 day. And there is no specific Anubandhana Vedana was seen or associate symptom was seen. Vedana Ruttanta, patient came to our hospital with complaining of anxious to conceive since 9 years. She got admitted in IPD on 18-1-24 and planned for Virechana. On the second day of Nehapana, she started bleeding per vaginally, whereas her LMP was 12 days ago. Due to which Snehapana was withheld and planned to control bleeding first, then continue with the Virechana. Purvavadi Ruttanta, the patient was not a known case of diabetes mellitus, hypertension. There is no surgical history. In the medical history, the patient has took ovulation induction treatment for 6 cycles previously. There is no significant family history was found. Vayaktika Ruttanta, appetite was good. Bowel was 1 to 2 times per day. Micturation 3 to 4 times per day. Sleep was sound. Prajoruttanta, that is her menstrual history, it was regular. Her last LMP was 11-1-24. Duration of the cycle was 4 days with the interval 28 to 30 days. Amount of bleeding 3 pads per day. Dysmenorrhea was present. Clot, foul smell were absent. Abnormal vaginal discharge was present. Prasavaruttanta, nulliparous. Ashtavida pariksha. Nadi 72 beats per minute, kapha pittaja, mala prakrita 1 to 2 times per day, mutra prakrita 3 to 4 times in a day, jivha alipta, druk shabda and sparshavar prakrita, akriti was madhyama. Coming to her dashavida pariksha, prakriti kapha pittaja, vikriti kapha pitta, Sattva, Satmya, Ahara Shakti, Vyayama Shakti, Sara, Samhanana, Pramana, Vaya of the patient was Madhyama. Coming to general examination, built moderate, paler icterus, clubbing, edema, lymphadenopathy were absent. Her BP was 110 by 80 mmHg, pulse were 80 beats per minute, temperature afebrile, respiration 19 seconds per minute, weight 55.65 kg, BMI was 20 kg per meter square, 20 per meter square. Systemic examination, respiratory system, cardiovascular system, musculoskeletal system and per abdomen showed no abnormality. Due to abnormal vaginal discharge was seen, per vaginal examination was done. It showed antiverted normal size free fornices. Per speculum examination also done. Cervix look healthy. Mild white discharge per vagina were present. Investigation. These are the investigation done in the patient. USG showed PCOS. Apart from that, other parameters were normal. This is the USG of the patient which showed PCOS. So I have diagnosed this case as AUB due to anovulation. Ovulatory disorder, that is AUB due to anovulation, is a large percentage of women with AUB have anovulation as the underlying etiology, and the term AUBO denotes this ovulatory dysfunction. With the AUBO, bleeding episodes are variable and amenorrhea, heavy menstrual bleeding and intermenstrual bleeding often interchange. For example, women with anovulation may be amenorrheic for weeks to months, followed by irregular, prolonged and heavy menstrual bleeding. The treatment I have planned for this patient is Durva granules, and I have maintained the same principle, like in the second case, 12 gram, that is the Lehya dosage according to AFI, 12 gram OD with 50 ml of Shita Jala before food for 3 days. And Patya Patya was advised for all the three patients by seeing their Nidana, Ahara, plenty of fluids, gruels, seasonal fruits were advised to take. Viharaja, proper rest, good sleep, walking, meditation, keeping mind cool and calm, yoga and pranayamas were advised. Patient was advised or contraindicated to take spicy, oily food, junk food, any type of beverages, bakery food, meat, heavy meals, etc. Viharaja, patient was told not to do Ratri Jagarana or Diva Swapna, heavy work, Chinta, Krodha, Shoka, which are the Nidana for Rakta Pradara. Observation in the case 1, that is AUB due to coagulopathy. Amount of bleeding before treatment, it was 2 to 3 pads per day. After treatment, on the day 2, there was only 1 pad. Day 3, no bleeding. Duration of bleeding before treatment, 60 days. After treatment, completely stopped on 3rd day. Consistency of bleeding before treatment, clots were present. After treatment, from the day 2 itself, clots were absent. On the day 3, there was no bleeding. Pain abdomen present before treatment, absent after treatment. Generalized weakness was present before treatment and it was present on the day 2 and it got improved on the day 3. Parameter, that is PTINR, before treatment it was 16.7 second, INR was 1.2, control was 13.5 second. Whereas after treatment it was 14 second, INR was 1, control was 13.5. Observation or the result in the case 2, that is AUB caused due to copper T. Amount of bleeding was 7 to 8 pads per day before treatment. On the day 2, the pad amount of bleeding became to 3 to 4 pads. On the day 3, there was no bleeding. And the duration of bleeding before treatment, it was 15 days. And consistency of bleeding, clots were present before treatment and clots were absent after the treatment from the day 2 itself. Pain abdomen absent before and after treatment. Generalized weakness was present before treatment. After treatment on the day 3 it got improved. Observations or the results seen in the case 3, that is AUB occurred due to anovulation. Amount of bleeding before treatment was 2 to 3 pads per day. After treatment day 2, 1 pad. Day 3, no bleeding seen. Duration of the bleeding, as this was PCOS and she has come for Virechana, after she started taking Snehapana and all, it started, so there was no duration bleeding. After treatment also, it got stopped. Consistency of the bleeding, before and after treatment, it was absent. Pain abdomen, absent in the before treatment and after treatment. Generalized weakness was present before treatment and after treatment, it was absent. Coming to the discussion, physiology of menstrual cycle. Normal menstrual cycle is defined as occurring at an interval of 28 days plus or minus 7 days with an average duration of 4 to 7 days and mean menstrual blood loss of 35 ml ranging 31 to 80 ml. Normal control of menstrual bleeding. Once the menstrual bleeding starts, the platelet aggregation forms clots in the opened vessel. The prostaglandin F2A or PGF2A causes myometrial contractions and constricts the endometrial vessels. The repair and the epithelial regeneration begins on the 3rd and 4th day of period or the cycle by the growth of epithelial cells from the open endometrial glands aided by the vascular, endothelial, epidermal and fibroblast growth factors. Whereas in the excessive bleeding, with regular menstrual cycle, the HPO axis is in intact, but endometrial changes get altered. It is observed that in these cases, prostacyclin, which is local vasodilator, is increased compared to PGF2A in the endometrial tissue. Coming to the drug, I have taken Durva with the botanical name Cynodon Dactylone, belongs to the family Poaceae. which is a perennial grass found all over the India, and it is also having spiritual purpose also. In English, it is called as Kong's grass or Bermuda grass. In Hindi, it is called as Dhub or Durva. In Kannada, it is called as Garike. It's coming to its useful part. Whole plant along with the root is useful. Doshakarma, Pittahara, Raktashodhaka. Its pharmacological action, it is antiviral, hemostatic, astringent and diuretic. Rogagnata, it cures Trishna, Daha, Rakta Pitta or any disorders related to Rakta separately or Pitta also. It is useful in Visarpa or any skin disorders. Coming to its Rasapanchaka, it says, according to different authors, it is the same. Shweta Durva Kashaya Syat Swadvi, Vranachaya Jeevani, Vranyacha Jeevani, Tikta Hima Visarpastra, Trut Pitta Kapha Dahanut. Means it is having Kashaya, Tikta and Madhura Rasa. It is having Vranya, Visarpa, Asrapitta, Trut and Kapha Daha Shamana action. It is having Sheeta Virya. According to all the author, the Rasa Panchaka remains the same. Pictures of the preparation of the drug. First, we have collected the Durva and look out for the foreign matter. As it is a grass, other grass also can be mixed with that. So we have cleaned with this for the foreign matter. Later, it was made Swarasa. Then it is made into granules. Whereas the first picture shows the boiling of Swarasa, and the second picture shows the granule formed by the Durva, and the third picture shows it was the dosage we have packed in the Ziploc cover and given to the patient. Coming to the Nidana of the Rakta Pradara or Asrapradara, according to Ayurveda, Katu Amla Lavana Vidahi Ahara Ati Sevana is the Nidana. Samane Lakshana, prolonged menstrual bleeding associated with pain abdomen and vomiting. Coming to the samprapti of Asrapradara or Pradara, Nidana Sevana Vata Pradana Tridosha Dushti, majorly Rakta and Pitta Dushti. Next, Rakta Pramana Adhikata in Garbhashaya Sira, excessive menstrual bleeding leading to the Asrapradara. Here, increased Chalaguna of Vata Dosha Sara and Dravaguna of Pitta is seen. And same has been explained in the Charaka Chikitsa, 30th chapter. Samprapti Gataka, doshas involved, Tridosha, Dushya, Rasa, Rakta and Artava, Agni, Jataragni, Srotas, Artavavaha, Rasavaha and Raktavaha, Sroto, Dushti, Ati Pravritti, Adishtana, Garbhashaya and Artavavaha Srotas, Roga Marga, Abhyantara or Adho Marga, Ama, it is along with Ama, Sama. Samanya Lakshana, Tadevati Prasangena, Pravruttam, Anruta Vapi, Asrapradara Vijaniya Dato, Anya Drakta Lakshanat. This is the Samanya Lakshana I have explained previously. That is, excessive bleeding per vajena is considered as Asrapradara. Coming to Chikitsa Sutra of this Asrapradara, Yoninam Vataladhyanam Yaduktam Iha Beshacham Chaturnam Pradaranam Cha Tat Sarvakarayat Bishak Raktatisarinam Yacha Tata Shonita Pittinam Raktashasam Cha Yat Proktam Beshaja Tacha Karayat. Here Charaka explains whatever the treatment modalities, formulation, drugs explained to treat the Raktatisara, Shonita Pitta, that is Rakta Pitta, Rakta Arshas and Vataja Yoni. Vapath. All these can be adopted in the Pradara, that is Rakta Pradara. Coming to the assessment, all the observation regarding the subjective parameters like amount of bleeding, duration of bleeding, consistency of bleeding, pain abdomen, generalized weakness were assessed before and after treatment. There is effect on amount of bleeding clinically, it was reduced on first day itself. Effect on duration of bleeding, the bleeding stopped completely by day 3. overall effect, all the three patients were cured completely clinically. Mode of action, in the pathogenesis of Pradara or Asrugdara, Rakta Pitta Vata are the responsible majorly, whereas Durva through its Rasapanchaka acts on these doshas. Durva, which is having the synonyms like Shatavirya and Sahasravirya in the Ayurveda treatise for showing its efficacy in the many disorders. Research updates on Durva in the hemostatic pharmacological action. Alkaloids present in the Durva grass showed slowing of blood flow in the mesenteric capillaries of rats and mice model. It is also showed its effectiveness in bleeding and clotting time in adult rabbits at the dose of 2.5 mg per kg intravenously administered. Phytoconstituently, the Durva is having alkaloids like fridlin, ergonovin, arundoin, triterpenoids. These are the alkaloids present in the Durva which will help in bringing out this pharmacological action, that is hemostatic action. Conclusion: Rakta Sambana is very much necessary in treating the acute AUB. As I have told in the introduction part only, in acute AUB, first line of treatment is to stop the bleeding. Durva having Tikta Kashaya Rasa being indicated for Rakta Pitta Joshaja Vikaras, having phytoconstituents like ergovin, fridlin, alkaloid, and having hemostatic pharmacological action, I have selected this drug to treat this case. Patyapatya was advised to avoid Nidana Sevana, and further after treatment also Patyapatya was advised to continue to avoid the recurrence. Durva granules overall reduced the amount of bleeding, duration of bleeding, thereby improved the patient condition and its associated symptoms. Hence, it can be said that Durva granules with the Shita Jala is clinically effective in AUB, that is Asrugdara. Single herb therapy is effective remedy in acute conditions too. Take home message: acute and major disease means does not always need big or compound medicine. The treatment can be as simple as that with one single drug too. And I, as a being a Dravyaguna and Ekamulika Prayoga practitioner, I want all the listeners here not to underestimate the potential of single, abundantly available single drug therapy in treating such cases. With the pain of cultivation, adulteration and substitution, we can understand being Dravyaguna person. I request all of you to join hands in sustainable use of herbs and formulation. I acknowledge Dr. Ashok Lamani, Assistant Professor, Department of PTSR, SDM College of Ayurveda and Hassan, for providing the patient. I also acknowledge our beloved Principal Sir and all my senior colleagues, from Dr. Prakash Alegde Sir, Harini Ma'am, Anuradha Ma'am and Pradeep Sir, for their constant support, and all my PG scholars for their constant support. And I thank Easy Ayurveda and Gurukula fraternity and all the listeners. And I also say a special thanks to Dr. Raghuram Sir, my guru during my PG studies, for giving me this opportunity. Now the session is open for discussion.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kirtana, for such an awesome presentation. You can stop sharing your screen and be available on the camera for our discussion session.
Yes.
So it was indeed an extensively useful and beneficial session, especially for the practitioners. The last statement which you made before giving your vote of thanks, that the abundantly available single herbs shall not be underestimated because of their very often, Dr. Kirtana, so it is like a mindset of a physician that the more the number of herbs in a formulation, the more beneficial it will be in the clinical practice. Now we have seen AUB is so much like prevalent in the clinical practice. You can get lot number of cases of AUB. In that, generally you have used a very simple herb, durva, three different conditions. So maybe intrauterine contraceptive devices, maybe the etiological factors may be different in different cases of AUB, but the treatment approach was one or the other form of durva. So that was very interesting, and you also clearly explained the role of durva in these conditions. So we know durva, as you also mentioned, that it's used for religious practices like for puja and other things. Also, yes, we use durva abundantly. It's known for its immense medicinal properties, and there may be an underestimation, like this is after all a grass, what can this do? And we have seen that it is such a big boon for the women who are suffering from these conditions in Canada. So I would like to tell to my like participants, viewers of Easy Ayurveda, there is a statement called Hittala Gida Maddala. So like the medicines which are available in the backyard are taken for granted, or just like casually they're brushed off, they're not of use. Many times the medicines which we want are available at hand, so maybe in our backyard or in our kitchen, so we ignore things because they don't have that brand, or they don't have the label of being a medicine. But like we may use ginger or pepper on regular basis, cumin and lot more things in our kitchen, but we turmeric maybe, but we do not acknowledge them as single herbs to be used in acute or chronic ailments. So we don't take that guts or courage to prescribe the variants of them. So whenever there is a problem, at least in the home, it's quite obvious. Nobody wants to take a risk nowadays. So coming to this point, Dr. Kirtana, so well presented case, all three cases, case series was simply awesome. I can see our senior professor Madhodi Gavi sir also is here. I welcome him to this particular session, and he has given good compliment here. So good presentation. Both cases 1 and 2 have concurrent Atisara with AUB. So nice observation, sir, there. And so PT is normally raised during menstrual flow. So that's the good like lines written by Dr. Madhodi Gavi sir. So when we see these cases, Dr. Kirtana, it needs a lot of courage to use the single herbs in our clinical practice. That extensively needs the knowledge of Dravyaguna, you being the Dravyaguna expert. I always keep telling my Kaya Chikitsaks, so the people, I being a like from the department of Kaya Chikitsa, any department maybe, so have a hold on Dravyaguna, have a hold on Rasa Shastra and Baishaja Kalpana. So these are very important to understand the herbs, the minerals in the individual minerals or whatever has been explained in Rasa Shastra, each and every herb, at least those which we use in our clinical practice, their properties and also how to use them in a simple and effective way should be known. What's your tips to the, already you have made a statement with a request that single herb should be used in the clinical practice, but when the medicines are readily available, the formulations are readily available in the form of Shastrokta formulations, the classical formulations, or maybe the patent medications where more than one herb have been put into research and maybe made into a capsule or something, are readily available for prescription, why take that pain of you have shown at the last, you have taken the plant, made it into swarasa, filtered it, and lot more, so much of strain is required, so like lot of effort is there. So was it, my curiosity is, was it a part of the research you also thanked your PG scholars? Is it a small research type of workshop conducted by the Department of Dravyaguna on AUB cases? Let's document cases by giving the medicinal form of durva. Was it that? Number two, was it a point of curiosity? Because in the classics, there is an abundant description of durva. Okay, so anyhow, it is in the Shastra, let's check on it. So that was it. What exactly was the motive? Not only Dr. Kirtana, anybody who is giving a single herb, what would be the thinking process behind selecting a single herb in spite of readily available classical medicine available. Just I'll write it, go purchase and pop this, it will be okay. So your thoughts, Dr. Kirtanan?
Actually, as a part of academics, I will be conducting preparation of yoga, sir. Eka Mulika Prayoga, yogas explained in Sharangadhara, Yoga Ratnakara, like that I will take and I will be doing out of interest in PG and myself in our department itself. So while doing, I think it is our, 70th preparation. We have done many other preparations also. Awesome. But unfortunately, we could not get into the clinical like this. Only one patient or among us, only we used to try. Either parents or working in our college. When I approached our colleague Ashok Lamani, he was ready to give his patient. That with Asrugdhara. So we went on to do clinical study. So it showed this one, and as an academy, this one we have taken. How we will select a drug means it is like research topic only. While reading something, something will flash and I will tell my PGs, we are going to do this. You have to select all this, collect these things and we will do this, sir. This is how we are doing all the preparations.
Okay. So do you still claim that there may be an upper hand? If we know a single herb properly, it will always have an upper hand. We can definitely see that in the research studies or in the post-graduation PhDs, we take up the studies to make a cost-effective remedy for the patient, immaterial of the socioeconomic condition.
Yes.
We are looking at making the cost reliability of the medicine. So this is naturally available medicines, these herbs are, durva or whatever is there. And it's also cost effective and highly effective as a vyadihara or a doshahara. So when we see from that particular perspective, understanding a herb and knowing like have 10, 15 good herbs which are readily available in and around you, in your geography, in your surroundings, and know how to use them in your clinical practice is better than going behind a patent product or a Shastrokta formulation. Does it have a super advantage over these things? As a Dravyaguna specialist, what's your thoughts?
Sir, I can't generalize this for all the disease, but because being a researcher, I can't say this. But in this condition, AUB, as I have studied with the evidence, with three patients, I can say in AUB, definitely a practitioner can go for single herb. Because in many of the patients, you have seen, they have taken pause tranexamic acid. That would have been stopped the bleeding. So they have gone through many allopathic medication. They have got no relief. So definitely this Eka Mulika Prayoga can be used in AUB, sir, pertaining to AUB. I can't generalize in all the disease. Maybe in further, when I try on all different condition, I can generalize this. But nowadays, I can tell it for only for AUB.
Okay, thank you for your thoughts. And how many cases of durva, use of durva in AUB? So because AUB, like there will be rush of women in and around the clinic or the hospital when they know that doctor is giving some simple remedy, an effective remedy, we can get rid of that just like that. Results were also promising. How many documented cases you have, and would you like to take it ahead? So like we will standardize this as far as possible, as and when it works, like assuming that, so we know the hypothetical thing, and also the classical references, and also the scene. So we have so many things in support you. So you personally have seen the results of durva. So durva will be one of the best medicines or the best herbs which will be used in AUB in my clinical practice or in the hospital works of SDM where I am working. So will it be your favorite, and would you like to continue and extend the work on this and advocate a brand ambassador of durva like Dr. Yes. Kirtana?
Yes, sir. Definitely we are planning that. Right now, durva granule, I have only 3 cases documented, sir, because getting patient for Eka Mulika from a PTSR department is very difficult because they don't want to lose the patient in their OPD.
Okay.
So we have, and before this, we were giving durva swarasa, but not documented. I have converted durva swarasa into granule because every day preparing durva swarasa was difficult. So we prepared granules, and I have prepared these granules in the December 13th, 13th of December. Still now that is going on. Not yet spoiled, or we have not used any preservative. We have stored it in a Ziploc cover in our lab. Nothing has happened. I think all the practitioner can prepare and keep it for 3 to 6 months. So they should not think it will be like a pain to prepare or anything. I think it took hardly 40 minutes for me to collect, clean, take swarasa and prepare the granule and pack also. Not more than 40 to 45 minutes. That can be stored for 3 to 6 months.
You mean 45 minutes from collection to granules?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Collection to cleaning for the foreign matter, everything only 40 to 45 minutes.
Yeah. You mentioned the shelf life is also good.
Shelf life is also good. But we should take care of moisture only.
Very good. So those who are inclined to practice in the women's specialization, those who are attending this session, carry the message ahead. So Durva and its granules preparation. So it can be just done like that. Spend 45 minutes, prepare the granules and you're on. So that's wonderful information, Dr. Kirtana. So we'll take a couple of questions from the question box.
I have read the Dr. Madhav Digavisa's question. Sir has told about PT. So usually PT is normally elevated in the during periods time, but if it was due to that reason, the patient has already taken tranexamic acid and OCPs. That would have stopped the bleeding if this was elevated only due to cycle. That is my clarification for that question. And the second question I have noted, any bleeding per vagina which is heavy can be taken. As I have told, Samanya Lakshan according to Sushruta, heavy bleeding per vaginally can be taken as Asrugdhara. So I have taken AUB as Asrugdhara.
I'll read the questions for you, Dr. Akmitana, so that our participants also may listen to the question.
Yes, sir.
With due credits to the person who has questioned. Kalavati ji, so what is the Ayurvedic view on heavy bleeding? Sometimes it occurs 1 month continuously in premenopausal women. So how do you look at from the Ayurvedic perspective? Premenopausal heavy bleeding which occurs for a month, almost a month.
That also, sir, we have to see the cause. As I have told, palm coin classification, if we go through that, we will get to know the cause. We have to go for a USG or blood report like that. Based on that, we can diagnose. As I have shown, all the three cases caused due to three different causes.
Yes.
Maybe whatever I can say, whatever may be the cause for premenopausal or perimenopausal case, I think this Durva granule or Durva swarasa is effective. They can take it. And as I have told, Sheeta Jala, we have stressed on the patient. Usually patient means in hospital, they will give hot water, boiled hot water, boiled and cooled. So, but we stress the patient to take Sheeta Jala itself. Okay. Because Sheeta Jala is also having Stambana Karma. Durva is also having Stambana Karma. And I have selected the Aushadha Sevana Kala before food by thinking Apana Vata correction. So
That was the point. So Kalavati's question is, what is the Ayurvedic view on heavy bleeding in premenopausal women? So can we take it as a Vata predominant stage or?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's it.
So each dose, duration and timing, everything was done according to basis only. 12 gram based on AFI. OD was like that. We have done, sir. It is all on the principles only.
All on the principles only. That we can see from your slides that everything was worked out. So that, so that should be a clean work when we do, because people are interested in knowing where is the reference, how to do that, why not 20 grams, why not 5 grams. So that may be the question. But trying with what has been standardized over a period of time, many people have worked on those things. So it's clearly evitable from your presentation. So thank you there. Dr. Masts ji has a question. Are there slides after number 51? I did not understand that question. So maybe... So I could see a couple of hands raised here. Deepika Bhatia ji, I think, was the first person to raise the hand. So we'll take a question from Deepika Bhatia ji. Deepika ji, you can talk to Dr. Kirtana. Deepika ji, am I audible? Okay, I think we have lost Deepika ji. So we will now I would like to bring in Vasanta Reddy madam so into the session for discussing with Dr. Kirtana ji. Vasanta Reddy madam, so you can directly ask question with Dr. Kirtana.
Dr. Kirtana, that was a very interesting presentation. So my question is, based on what you said, the patient is being experimented on, given the patient is part of research. I mean, I recall in your talk saying that you had asked one of your colleagues to give his patients to you to treat. And you also said that Durva Moolika has been studied to conclude efficacy. Are you comfortable to treat other women based on a sample size of 3? That's my first question. Second one, are there any regulations established by the Ayurvedic fraternity for experimentation on humans?
Yes, madam. Thank you for the first complimenting my presentation. First question, you have asked whether I have a confidence to treat with these 3 sample size in all this one. As I have told in my conclusion, I have concluded clinically significant, because I have never told it is statistically significant. If I want to come for a research or tell it as a hypothesis was accepted or anything, I would have gone for statistics, but clinically it was effective. That was my conclusion. And coming to the second, this one, in a single case or a case series, not for the statistical purpose or anywhere, I think we can take up the cases, madam.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Vasanta Reddy madam. So the question was also on the basis of, I think we discussed this part, Dr. Kirtana. Vasanta Reddy madam's question was also like, on the basis of these 3 studies, would you like to venture into further studying Durva in many other cases in future? That was, I think, my second or third question. So thank you, Vasanta Reddy madam, for that question. Ankita Singh ji has raised the question. Ankita ji, you can talk to Dr. Kirtana and ask question.
Good evening. Dr. Kirtana.
Yes, ma'am.
Very firstly, thank you for your presentation and this topic. Now, like, I have a patient who is suffering from endometriosis, and her complaint is when she reaches when her menstruation starts on day 4th or 5th day, is the time when heavy bleeding starts. So can I use Durva in such cases? Because from day 1 to 4 or 5, the bleeding is normal. It starts with scanty, with normal. And day 4 to 5, it is heavy menses, plus it is prolonged.
Yes, madam, you can use, I think from the day 2 or day 3 itself, or from the day 1 of period only you can start this, to avoid over bleeding by the day of 4th or 5th day.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because last time, I mean, last month she had approached me and I was thinking to use Durva, but I wasn't sure that, you know, when should I start. So I didn't start Durva with her.
No, you can start from the day 1 itself, so that it won't go for a heavy bleeding on the 4th or 5th day.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks once again.
Yes, ma'am.
In worst of worst cases, Dr. Kirtana, results may be seen in how many days? That's what exactly the person who is suffering will be interested in.
Sir, as I have showed in my observation, first day itself it got reduced. By the second day, the number of pads and amount of bleeding was reduced. By the day 3, it was completely reduced in all the 3 cases.
Yeah, day 3, that I have noted down. You mentioned day 3.
Yes,
specifically. So can we consider Durva as not only an effective but also an emergency medicine?
Yes sir, we can take an emergency, because in the 3rd case, whereas in Virechana, patient was planned for Virechana, suddenly due to Snehapana or something, she started that anovulatory bleeding. Then we immediately gave this. Actually, in the first day itself, we could see the remarkable changes. But still, even a single spot we have considered as a bleeding. On the day 3, not even a single spot of bleeding was seen. So that has been considered as absent or completely stoppage of bleeding, sir.
That's great to know. So we'll take further more questions. Deepika ji, are you available for questioning Dr. Kirtana to talk with her? Okay. So we'll continue taking the questions from the question box. Yes. So Neelima ji asks, can wheatgrass juice can also be given in heavy prolonged menstrual bleeding? How many durva grass is required to make 100 gram of durva granules? From here onwards, you can keep your answers short and crisp, yes. Dr. Kirtana, seeing our that we are running out of time. Yeah.
I think we have taken around 900 gram of durva grass. After foreign matter, everything has been removed. 900 gram of durva has been taken. And we have extracted around 600 ml of swarasa.
Hmm.
From that, we have prepared 50 packets of 12 gram durva granules.
600 grams.
Yes.
Hmm. So 900 grams of durva will yield 600 grams of granules, Nirimaji. And the first question was, can wheatgrass juice can also be given in heavy prolonged menstrual bleeding?
Any thoughts? That we have to study and see.
Okay, so that's a frank reply. Jay Raghuji's thoughts here, very nice presentation. Can you please explain the preparation of durva granules again? Was swarasa boiled to form granules? Very quickly, you can give a summary of preparation.
Yes, sir. Swarasa was boiled till the consistency of granules came.
Hmm. Thank you, there. So, Kalavati ji's question again. Instead of granules, can juice of durva grass be directly given?
Yeah. Previously, actually, swarasa was given because it is the basic panchavida kashaya kalpana. Swarasa was given because PGs were having the pain to get daily collect. Squeeze it like that, so we converted into granules because we all will be busy in our academic, so I made into granules. We can give swarasa.
When we are speaking about kashaya kalpanas, you just mentioned, so should we see the because they are discussed on the basis of our lined up on the basis of gurutva and lagutva,
yes,
so
sir.
Should we also see the agni status of the person while prescribing?
Yes, sir, we have to see the agni also. But when it is, because I have selected the time of aushadha sevanakala before food, I think there will be no hampering to the agni. And immediately food will be given. So I don't think so any bala or anything will be hampered.
Okay, thank you there for the clarification. Jai Raghuji, is durva used even after bleeding to prevent future bleeding episodes? Are used only for acute scenarios, like if there is repeated ones?
Repeated ones also we can use, but in my patients, what I have done, after the treatment, we have suggested them patya and apatya to avoid the recurrence. And so far, many patients went in January. This is in the March. Nobody has came back to OPD with the same complaint, who were suffering since 2 months, 3 months before coming to our OPD. We can use it.
That's wonderful. Shilpa ji, I think, has a long post here, looks like a case discussion, maybe time will not permit us. So see if you can answer in brief, Dr. Kirtana. After one year of C-section delivery, if one has developed a permanent change in amount of blood flow during periods, that is almost double amount as compared to before pregnancy, so permanent change, and total days increased from 3 to 5. There is a permanent change after pregnancy and cycle time decreased from 27 to 23 days. Can durva be used in these cases for restoring earlier cycle? The person age is 35.
Yes, sir. In this case, amount of bleeding, number of duration is normal. Only the problem is interval of the cycle. That has to be checked with the investigations. What is the cause?
Including the quantity also has been mentioned by Shilpa ji as double.
So that is normal. That is normal.
80, okay.
35 to 80 ml, it is normal.
Okay.
So it is not
that,
normal.
That clarifies the things. Deepika ji, yes, we were waiting for your question.
Yes, sorry, I couldn't answer before because there's some problem.
You can talk to Kirtana.
It's very good presentation. Congratulations for that, and I think you answered my question. I wanted to know how you prepared the granules.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Deepika ji. Thank you. Kalavati ji, can we say that Durva can be given to all constitutions, all Prakritis? Yes, is all the answer. Yes, thank you.
Because Ankita, it is Tridosha acting, we can be given to all disease and all bleeding disorder, not only AB, any nasal or in even in arshas, that can be given according to our classical literatures. They have told Rakta arshas, Rakta atisara, or anything related to Rakta, that is bleeding, we can give.
Okay, so since you mentioned nasal bleeding and other conditions,
yes,
so do we follow the principle of Rakta Pitta there? Initially, they'll let the bleeding go and then we'll start the
medication. Yes, sir. When we go for line of treatment in Rakta Pitta, Rakta Arshas or Rakta Tisara, the acharyas have told this can be treated out of the drugs which explained in each other diseases have been mentioned. In one line, the acharya will say, the drugs which is told in this Rakta Arshas can be used here. The drugs which told in Rakta Pitta can be used in Rakta Tisara. So it is mutually, they have quoted a reference of using the same drugs. But only thing is, they should have a Rakta Shodhaka, Rakta Stambhaka, Pitta Hara property. So if you see, go through the Rakta Tisara, Rakta Pitta or nasal bleeding, any of the treatment, the drugs mentioned are having these qualities.
Thank you there, Dr. Kirtana. I just noted that even while presenting, you mentioned about the Pitta Hara and also Rakta Shodhaka properties of Durva. So we'll go through the questions again. Be very quick here. So we'll take 5 more minutes, as many questions as we can cover. I think there are plenty of questions here.
Yes.
Ankita ji, in case of endometriosis, the patient starts bleeding heavily from 4th or 5th day of menses. So can we start Durva to her? If yes, then which day should the Durva be started?
I think she has come on the call. I think I have answered. From the day one only she can start, so that heavy bleeding on the 3rd, 4th, 5th day can be avoided.
Thank you there. Pragna ji, thank you for the great presentation. Were the clots rasadushti and were taken care by Durva? Is the clot due to rasadushti? That is the question. Can Durva be given to a youth with sticky yellowish vaginal discharge and clots in the menstrual blood?
Sir, I didn't understand.
I'll repeat the question.
Yes, sir.
Were the clots rasadushti? Can we take clots as rasadushti? And were the clots rasadushti and were taken care of Durva? No, even there's some confusion in the question. We'll take the second part of the question from Pradnya ji. Can Durva be given to a youth with sticky yellowish vaginal discharge and clots in the menstrual blood?
I think sticky yellow vaginal discharge is not related to Raktaja or Pittaja. I think it is something related to infectious. I think she has to rule out the cause, I think.
Okay, so further investigation is
further needed. Investigation, I think she has to go. HBN.
Okay, Shilpaji's thoughts here. Can Durva be used as it is available in nature on regular basis in small doses during periods or anytime as a precautionary measure in order to maintain healthy menstrual cycle?
Yes, sir. It can be used because in Garbhashaya or wherever uterus drug acting on uterus, whenever we see, Durva comes first. Any disorders or any healthy maintenance of uterus, we can give Durva. It has been mentioned in Prajastapanana Gana of Charaka.
Wow. So health tonic. So Durva is a health tonic, uterine health tonic.
Yes, we can consider.
Vasanta Reddy ma'am, again, what is the basis of the thinking that more herbs used in Ayurvedic medicines, the better by many? And what is the rationale for requiring courage for prescribing single herbs medication?
Single herbs medication, first thing is we have to go through all the literature first. And we should go through, being a Dravyaguna, we refer lot of research articles where animal studies will be done. If in animal studies a positive result has come, definitely we will have a courage to go for clinical study.
Thank you there, Dr. Kirtana. So, Vasanta Reddy ma'am, so the
answer for your...
you can put your phones on mute. Adityan? Okay. So, what is the basis of the thinking that more herbs used in Ayurvedic medicines, the better? Vasanta Reddy ma'am, so this is Just mathematical, that's all. So like Durva is a single one, like if there are three or four more, if they add up, so it the common thinking goes that instead of one, if there are four, so it may be more effective, or the mathematical thinking, so that many people will think in that way. Ramdaniji, can the juice be extracted and used for the same purposes?
Yes.
I think the answer has been given, Ramdaniji. Yes. Shilpa ji, ma'am, may you please explain making of Durva granules once more in detail. That has been explained, Shilpa ji. So we're running out of time.
Yes.
If we have
but
to give
one Sarasa, more, so one yeah. second, one more. Shilpa has told eating it raw Durva is not indicated because the fibers in the Durva grass is not at all digestible in our intestine, and it will be very harmful for intestinal mucosa. So don't take a complete drug. It should be made kashaya. If you want to make any other form, please make it to kashaya, like extract forms, like swarasa, kashaya, like that. Don't go for complete grass.
Yeah, thank you for that clarification,
yes.
Dr. Kirtana. If we have to give swarasa, what would be the ideal dose?
10 to 20 ml.
Will this stop other bleeding as well, like nasal, rectal
yes.
bleeding? It has been answered, Jairaguji, yes. Madhuri Gavisar has given a clarification. For more than two cases, it's case series. Statistics
yes.
is applicable.
Thank yes, statistics applicable. Yes, sir, but I have not applied. So I have concluded it as clinically
effective.
Not statistically effective.
Thank you. Thank you there. Kalpana ji, are Durva granules available in the market?
No,
not available. You can prepare it. Shashireka ji, sir, follow up any changes in positive and negative both way, like after that periods got regularized, or how the prognosis is?
Yes, on call we have followed, because the one patient was having marriage, so we have followed her up and she told her cycles got normalized. And in other case, Virechana patient has come down, her cycle is also regularized. And other third patient has not approached our OPD back. That means it is regularized, I feel.
We will take it as a positive result. Sandy ji, in second case, anovulatory bleeding, after how many days Neapana was rescheduled again?
After day three only, the bleeding got stopped. So we started the Neapana immediately next day itself.
Thank you. Sandy ji, Durva Swarasa dosage, it has been already clarified. Shashireka ji, my son has frequent nasal bleeding, 11 years old. If so, what is the dose I can give Swarasa here? 29 kgs weight of the boy.
Yes, sir. According to body weight, nothing like that in Ayurveda has been given. According to age, I think she can give 10 ml of Swarasa, or I think she can go for Nasya also.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So after the active bleeding starts in the Avega Avastha, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Natural Neelimaji, if fresh Durva is not available like in US, can we use dry Durva powder and use its kashaya?
Yes, sir. Kashaya can be made. But the amount of extraction will be less compared to fresh one. Maybe
fresh
they will
one.
Get less amount of extract.
So Sandy ji here, in Durva granules preparation, any other ingredients were added than Durva Swarasa?
No, other drugs were added.
So Shilpa ji, ma'am just answered my questions. Follow up questions, sir. Can Durva be used as it is available in nature? So I think that's been
answered. Yes.
Swapna ji, Bermuda grass is what we usually have in our backyards. I think speaker can show the picture to confirm. Thanks. If you can, at the end of the session, if you can just plug in the picture of Durva, so that will be good.
Yes.
Dr. Kirtana, thank you, Swapna ji. Okay. And there are other compliments in a way, Dr. Kirtana.
Yes.
Kavita Koleji, thank you. We need more sessions like this on single herbs. Definitely, Kavitaji, we'll try our best to get these sessions. Yeah, that is
Durva.
The Durva you can see there. So last question, how much Durva is used for 20 ml?
That I have.
Or Swarasa. No, so that you need to rush, make juice, and just check how much it goes with it. Okay, so thank you. I think that's the end of the question. So not disappointing anybody's question and taking all the questions from the question box. And thanks to Dr. Kirtana, not only for such a wonderful presentation. So we saw that there was a lot of interest in the session and also a lot of queries. So this topic can be discussed day long. And thanks for taking up all the questions and answering them. On behalf of Easy Air Weather, all of us, all the participants, I would like to extend heartfelt thanks to Dr. Kirtana for being here, for presenting such an interesting and important topic, and also a take-home message that don't ever underestimate the power of one. So that is what we need to take. Thank you, Dr. Kirtana, on behalf of all of us, for such a wonderful presentation, a thought-provoking one, and also a motivational one, inspirational one, and future guidelines for the young Ayurveda practitioners to take single herbs into their clinical practice. Thank you, Dr. Kirtana.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
At the same time, I would like to extend my heartfelt thanks on behalf of Easy Ayurveda to all our participants. You have been lovely audience, as I've been telling time and again. So for being here throughout the session, making these sessions very, very interesting, meaningful, and thoughtful with your interactions, with your questions. And these sessions will not be possible without your presence. So thanks to Honorable Dr. Madhadigavi sir for being here and giving some clarifications for us regarding the topic. So on behalf of all Easy Ayurveda, thanks to all of you until we meet the next time. So Sunday, Guru Bodha session will be coming up with Dr. Janardhanavi Hebbar sir and Dr. Gururaja sir and of course myself. And until we meet in the next session of Easy Ayurveda Gurukula, a big thanks, namaste, and loads of love from Easy Ayurveda. Thank you.